Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:04 Tuesday morning. It's a delight to have you with us. Thank you for the nice text last hour. I like that very much. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever.
Dude's butter, Santa. Huh?
So good. Like Daryl Hall.
Just silk.
Just unbelievable.
Listen to him.
Sarah. I can't listen to him. I only have to sing.
I know. Oh, it's okay. You can sing.
I just think his voice is amazing. Even now, you know, I'm not sure he still does those live from Daryl's house
things. I think he does.
Because he moved. First, he was doing them in this one place, and then he sold that place. He actually had some shows on HGTV where he was redoing like a farmhouse somewhere.
He did?
Yeah, it was called, darn it all, it had like a cute name, like Deck in the Halls or something.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not sure about the whole music thing, but he would invite, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Can I ask you when there'll be a class action lawsuit against HGTV from all the people who've tried, been inspired to do some home project and ruin their house, and they finally wise up that around the country, all of these homes have been ruined as someone just showed the quick time lapse to refinish a wood floor.
That freaking reveal is so annoying. Sometimes I look at I'll look at something I'm working on and I go, where's the
right.
And the beautiful shots of it all staged.
So is that going to happen? Will we see that anytime soon? Get together, people.
Vinny.
Sue their ass off.
It's never going to happen.
They're the ones that did this to you.
Some kind of disclaimer.
I know.
Like, in the credits. What? We had it up there.
Yeah, it's going to say, this will take longer than half an hour.
This is way harder than it looks.
It's right. Made for TV.
By the way, we have a whole crew.
Daryl's Restoration Overhaul.
That's what it is. Restoration Overhaul. He even wrote a song for it. Like, there's a theme song and everything. Just really quickly on the Oscars. We did get the nominations this morning. The full list is at RadioAlice.com. Already there's a bit of controversy, and here's what it is. James Franco, shut out.
Oh, no!
Nothing for The Disaster Artist. And what's interesting, they're saying in this particular story, is that Kobe Bryant was nominated for Best Animated Short for something called Dear Basketball.
What?
As you may be aware, in 2003, he was charged with raping a woman in Colorado. He denied it, claiming it was consensual. The case was dropped because the victim stopped cooperating. She was getting death threats, and she finally just stopped cooperating with the police and then sued him in civil court. And the rumor is that he paid her about $5 million. He's always said, I think she was 19 at the time, he's always said that was consensual, and I just paid to make it go away.
Well,
and I
yeah.
believe he bought his wife
a giant ring.
Giant, yeah.
And they're still together.
They are. So people are saying that's not exactly hashtag me too. So James Franco shut out. Kobe Bryant nominated. For whatever that's worth, everybody. Neil Diamond is in the news today. He has announced that he's retiring from touring. If you have a ticket for the current tour, you can get a refund. It's abrupt. But he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and his doctors have said, you got to stop. They are advising him not to tour. Tomorrow, I believe, is his 77th birthday. Boy, you are cranking through those songs. Let's turn them up a little. Warm. You know, I love Neil Diamond so much, and you know so many more of his songs than you think you do. When I was dating this guy, Whitey, when I was
you
a kid,
loved Whitey.
I did love Whitey.
Yep.
He would, you know, we had answer machines back in the olden days. So this would have been the 80s.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum,
Good times never seem so good. So good. So good. Oh, yeah. Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba.
So Whitey would call me up and leave me messages on my answering machine. Uh-huh. And he would always sing me. He did this Neil Diamond impersonation. He would always sing me a Neil Diamond song. So I'd come home, I'd hit my messages, and I'd sit and listen to Whitey sing a Neil Diamond
song. Your silly head off.
My silly head off. Good Cracklin' for you. Rosie, get on board. Was this Rosie? Oh, Cherry Cherry?
Yeah.
So he's announced he's retiring. Last April, he launched a massive 50th anniversary tour, which included more than 50 shows in North America and Europe. On top of that, he only took a month off between the two legs. He was supposed to go to Australia to begin the third leg in March, but those concerts have all been canceled. He said, "It's with great reluctance and disappointment that I announce my retirement. I'm 77 years old. I plan to remain active in writing, recording, and other projects for a long time to come. My thanks go out to my loyal and devoted audiences around the world. The ride's been so good, so good, so good. Thanks to you." It's a Sweet Caroline reference.
Rosie girl, you got the way to keep me happy.
He's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys this Sunday. The Grammy Awards are this Sunday. He also rang in the new year by leading a massive sing-along of Sweet Caroline in Times Square.
I saw that.
It's unclear when he was diagnosed. But he's made the announcement, and his doctors are saying, you gotta turn it up. Play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. Oops.
It's gotta be a trip to have lived your life as publicly as someone like him has, and then to find yourself saying, I need to go hide. I really can't face the public eye, not knowing that my body's not going to play along.
Right. On Ray Donovan, the brother has Parkinson's.
Oh, is that? Okay.
He's a boxer.
Yeah.
And he gets some kind of an implant device in his chest. And at one point, he turns it off to show that he's still got the...
It's
so he's totally kind of regular and still. And then he turns the thing off and the tremors start up immediately.
Yep.
I mean, I get it. He's an actor, but it's a thing to live with. I mean, Michael J. Fox was very young when he was diagnosed.
Yeah.
In his 40s, probably.
And went on to, I don't think he does anything anymore, but he was on Rescue Me.
Oh, I remember you
raving
about him.
And he was great.
That.
He was like an injured X Games star or something that was doing the guy's wife.
Oh. So, Neil Diamond is retiring from touring. Slayer is also retiring. They've announced a final world tour. This is their farewell tour. Their first of I don't know how many.
No, it's so... I love these guys. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. These guys are amazing. Sing along, everyone. They announced the final world tour in a...
Come on. You love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Turn that up.
Slayer.
I can't hear
Horrible.
It.
So they announced a final world tour with a quote, "The end of days is near. Slayer will make its exit with one final world tour. Tour dates coming."
Well, you know that one of their guitar players died. You remember that story? Jeff Hanneman?
Yeah, there it is. Alcohol-related liver failure.
Yeah, they first said that he was bit by a spider and lost use of his arm.
Oh.
And it was such a weird thing for a guitar player to be dealing with. And he wasn't able to play for a long time, but also not having anything to do daily. Right. And he already had an issue for sure. So that was something that ended up taking him out. But the lead singer wants to quit. He's like, we've been touring the world for 35 years.
Singer and bassist? Is that
him?
Tom Araya?
Uh-huh.
There was a later release that listed Lamb of God, Anthrax, Behemoth, and Testament as planned opening acts. I don't have any further details. I don't have dates, that kind of thing. Two original members, guitarist Kerry King and the singer and bassist Tom Araya. The drummer left the band on at least three different occasions and hasn't played with them since 2013, so I don't think he'll be the touring drummer. But anyway, goodbye to Slayer.
It's going to be sad.
All right, here's the story for you.
We'll always have rain and blood.
Well, Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, no.
I love Mick Dundee. I'm a big fan.
I know.
I think that first movie has it all.
Right.
If you're going to make a movie, you want that movie. Like, it's got everything. It's funny. It's charming. It's got adventure.
He's, romance.
It's got, well, right. I mean, he...
Didn't he wind up married to that? What's it with...
Yeah.
What is
he married her in real life.
He had a, yeah, and he had like a tax thing. Like, he does he even live in Australia anymore? Or
he couldn't go back to Australia because he owed so much money.
Well, I think he's back there now.
No, he... Well,
listen to this.
Okay.
They're going to make another movie.
Oh, no.
It's called Dundee, the Son of a Legend Returns Home.
Who's going to be the son?
Danny McBride.
Oh, my God.
No, it, listen, it looks really... So he posted on...
That's not. I don't know that that's acceptable.
No, I think you might like this.
You think so?
I think you might. So there's a picture of him, Danny McBride. You know, Danny McBride's one of those guys, you know him. You've seen him on... He's actually
I know who he is.
Yeah, I know. But I think that people go, Danny McBride... You've seen him in a million movies. His Royal Highness is the one that
Southbound
I
Southbound and Down is
sure.
him, right?
He's also got a show on, I want to say right now, on HBO or something.
It's called...
Eastbound and Down, I think.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
It's called like Principals or...
Yes, Vice Principals.
Vice Principals.
It's so funny.
So, Chris Hemsworth is also in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a... So this Thor. Is a movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
Thor's in it.
Paul is back as Mick Dundee, the dad.
Chris, he's in it?
He's in it.
Oh.
Chris Hemsworth says, Danny McBride and I are good mates. We've crossed paths a few times in L.A. I knew he'd be a great fit for the role. So I guess this is Chris Hemsworth's project. The comedic element he brings to the shoot is a huge advantage to the project and a lot of fun on set. They talk about what a huge hit the original was. Two sequels. Did you watch the sequels? Did you care about the sequels?
I saw them. I didn't. It's the original, it's the original. Is the one that really...
They're calling this a mysterious new project with Paul Hogan. Mick Dundee's back. Paul Hogan says, Crocodile Dundee's a film that stood the test of time. It was a defining moment in my life and one of my proudest accomplishments. Throughout the past few years, I've been thinking about how to bring Dundee to a new generation. I'm excited to introduce the new Crocodile Dundee to the world and look forward to sharing more news about those involved very soon. So here's a couple stills from the production. I guess Chris Hemsworth is the guy that picks up the son of Crocodile Dundee. I don't know, at the Outback Airport. I'm not sure what that is. But anyway, I thought that you of all people would be excited to hear there's a new Crocodile Dundee.
I'm extremely concerned, but I'm hopeful. When you said he was involved, the original guy, that changed it a little bit for me.
So there's supposedly a ad that's going to run during the Super Bowl for the Tourism Board of Australia.
Oh.
And in that ad is Chris Hemsworth holding
a
Dundee sign.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, could it be that this is all a lie?
No, this could be partly funded by Australia.
It makes me very nervous. I'm telling you, the original had it all.
They put mystery and mysterious in that in a few places, and I'm like, oh, is this just hype for a Super Bowl ad? I want it to be a movie.
The heroics of the first movie. I mean, I really liked it. Didn't you?
Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Didn't you?
Yeah, it was very cute. I like
it. I mean, it hasn't stuck with it. I mean, you've got a couple movies like Snow Dogs.
I like Snow Dogs a lot.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Dumb
well,
and Dumber
no, Dumb and
is...
Dumber is inarguably the funniest movie of all time. Name something funnier.
I don't know. I know you guys go on and on about Dumb and Dumber.
Go ahead. Something funnier than Dumb
funnier
and Dumber.
Something funnier than Dumb and Dumber.
Well, I like the movie Stripes.
No.
Stripes
it's funny.
Is
it's great.
Excellent.
Yeah, but it's not better than Dumb and Dumber. No.
You know what? It's just a bunch of potty humor that I'm just like, really? Okay. All right.
They're
no,
frozen
I mean,
together with pee when they arrive
in
Aspen.
Just, I don't find that.
No, that's funny.
Okay.
I don't know if you mentioned this, but it's supposed to come out summer of 2018.
Oh. So there's actual...
There's a
further,
date, yeah.
Okay.
I just watched the trailer.
That actually gives me some hope.
It does.
There's a full trailer for this movie?
It's kind of a weird trailer. It's not... It's kind of a... Half trailer, quarter trailer, teaser trailer.
Like a sneak peek trailer.
Sneak peek trailer. Mm. Tiny trailer.
Stormy Daniels.
The porn star, everyone.
She's the porn star who opened her big mouth about President Trump, and it's proved to be her best career move to date. She's on fire.
Her profile has been lifted greatly.
She's coming to a dance pole. Well, not near us. It says she's coming to a dance pole near you, but no. No place around here. More like, you know, Nashville, Oklahoma City, Shreveport.
She'll be like a featured dancer.
Yeah, she's the star of the show. Her booking agent, Danny from Centerfold Features, tells TMZ that he's been getting bombarded with calls from other strip joints who want to book her. I guess that she did a show at the Trophy Club in Greenville, South Carolina. And the reviews are in, everyone. It was amazing. And now Danny's phone is ringing off the hook.
Well, she's quite lovely.
You know, I will say for a porn star, she's like a pretty unbeat-looking girl.
Mm-hmm. Unbeat.
Yeah. Pretty.
Instagram just...
Some of them look beat.
Instagram just shut down her account.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is that?
Was it Instagram or Twitter? It's Instagram. She's actually wondering the same thing. Here's a couple of shots from her. She doesn't... do anything really nudie on there. Here's the couple shots from a sample of what you can get on Instagram. By the way, she's calling this this pole tour the Make America Horny Again tour.
Is that your type, woman?
Well, I have to confess, I looked her up as well after, you know, she's been talking about the president quite a bit. No, she's definitely not.
Well, if she wasn't a porn star?
Well, if you met her at a society event, if she had
a Versace gown and was at the opening to the ballet, would you have a different opinion of her?
You know what? Ultimately, you got to end up talking to someone, see what they're all about, and
have you heard her talk?
No, have you?
No,
I've never heard an interview with her.
Let me see if I can find an interview with her.
I'm Stormy Daniels.
Hey, everyone! I made a huge mistake.
But this mistake is turning into career magic. So they're actually saying that she's lost her lifeline, aka Instagram.
How's everyone going to learn where she's?
She's got to get that thing back up there. Yeah. Her account has been suspended. She was, she's booked a bunch of new gigs. She was using Instagram to get the word out. As for why the account was blocked, Stormy's rep says there's no evidence of profanity or nudity. The rep says the account was laced with inspirational quotes and pro photos, fully clothed. So I don't know what got said on there or what happened, or maybe they, you know, maybe Instagram is a
or Donald
Trump
made a phone call.
Well, yeah, that's are we insinuating at this point now that Donald made a call and got that yanked?
Anything's possible. As good a guess as any. I don't know. I'd certainly want her to shut up if I was him.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a couple pictures of her if you want to look.
Well, I have to believe that's causing marriage strain at the very least.
Yeah, considering she says they first hooked up 4 months after Barron was born.
You want to hear a little bit of her voice?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
He's talking about the president.
Stormy.
I could say I don't think she's for me.
When and it's a bit, and so because I know lots of words, I have all the words, I know all the best words.
Oh god,
so that's fun. Netflix. Boy, we've been talking a lot about Netflix.
Oh, man.
A few months ago, I guess in New York and L.A., the comedy clubs were going crazy. And I guess what they've decided to do on Netflix is 15-minute stand-up specials. And they had a bunch of people submit 15 minutes. Give us 15 minutes of you on stage from anywhere you are. Film it. And boom, we'll play it.
Did you tell Kapuro this?
I have not yet. I just read the story. But I'm going to take a picture of this story and said it might be too late for this round. But they've got like 100 people that
they've
got all
lined
up.
Doesn't he have an agent?
Don't ask me, man. I don't know what his deal is. But maybe it's because he can't get a concise 15 minutes together. That dude needs an hour and 15 minutes. Anyway,
can only do this long form. Give me 3 hours.
I know. So they're saying Netflix was asking for submissions, and they're reporting now it was for a series of 15-minute stand-up specials for the service.
Right. That's really cool.
I know. It's great.
And when and really what you hear from more stand-ups now than ever is people don't want to hear stand-up as we've known it, which is thought-provoking and outrageous and often offensive.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want that.
Right.
They just want you to sort of...
take me out of it all. Make me laugh. Make me giggle.
Reaffirm everything I already knew about the world. Agree with me.
Right.
Tell
or
me I'm
don't
right.
say anything at all.
Right.
Well, isn't that what we all want? Everybody wants to be agreed with. There you go. Netflix is going to release a series of 15-minute stand-up specials. These are coming this year. And that's the whole story. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Got a marriage proposal in the news and more after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Ah, the Bay Club.
Here's what's happening. It looks like we've got a 1-day break before the rain returns, so we'll see rain again tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning?
That's what I'm seeing here.
Channel wow. 2 was reporting midday morning.
Yeah, let's not jump to
it is hard to get an
don't
accurate,
believe anything you hear.
It's hard to get an accurate weather report. That is true. But that's what we're seeing is that rain tomorrow,
all
everyone.
Right.
Yeah, it'll come at 1 p.m. 1 p.m.
Every now and then you'll hear Sarah do a story for me.
Just yes.
say, this story's for you. And I get all excited. Mm-hmm. And it's something, yeah. you know, right in my...
I try to get it right in your Crocodile Dundee,
right.
Slayer.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Oh,
you know.
I love Tom. Tommy.
The golden boy.
Sure. Star of the New England Patriots.
On the front page of today's green section in the Chronicle, they call it the Sporting Green. Mm. Here are some numbers. He is pretty incredible when you look at the numbers. He's played 18 seasons. Dude is 40. And
it's
he's headed
incredible.
To the Super Bowl.
For the 8th time, right?
7 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowl wins, 4 Super Bowl MVPs, 42 wins in games the Patriots trailed in the fourth quarter, 54 wins in games the Patriots trailed or were tied in the fourth quarter, a 27-9 postseason record, and a 199 overall spot in which he was selected in the 2000 draft.
199th he was
yeah.
selected?
Far down there.
That is actually incredible.
And many people say that it's that type of slight that fuels guys like him.
Mm.
And that other people as successful like Michael Jordan also did the same type of stuff. They always found some thing to fuel their little anger, which helped them win.
Gotta stay hungry.
And even late in their careers, they would manufacture something like, dude, you are this guy.
Yeah.
Who are you kidding with this chip on your shoulder? You are this guy.
I was scared when he married Giselle and was having kids and stuff, because when you really think about what a football player's life is when they're done, it all kind of comes down to how good their body held up. And so I thought, where is the hunger going to come from when you know that instead of getting beat up on the field, you could
be
home
right.
in the arms of Giselle.
In your giant mansion.
With all your money and your kids running around.
And yet...
here he is.
He wants to come back next year. He's already
sure.
said it.
40 years old. And playing great.
Yeah, there's your boy.
And it's funny, too, because you're talking about all those like fourth quarter trailing and fourth quarter tie. Like, nobody freaking comes back like them. You remember the Super Bowl last year? Wasn't it like 28-7
that
at
was
the
unbelievable.
Half? Or something? Like, they actually put it back together.
Remember the game against the Panthers last week?
Yeah, I remember it,
well,
actually.
You mean the Jaguars.
Or
but
the Jaguars,
yes,
yeah.
It was absolutely, in my opinion, over.
Right.
I truly was going, oh my God, they're gonna lose.
And then
there that one where the guy strips the ball away from the running back and he got it.
It
I'm all, oh my God, this game's over.
Until it wasn't
and
over.
And then it wasn't.
And it's so funny, too, because so many times they do that to me. Like, I'm sitting there, and I actually, you know, you almost get that, like, weird, like an adrenaline heartache thing going.
like, oh no, bummer that the season, and you have that tension and that pressure. But like underneath it all, I'm like, well, it wouldn't be the first time they came back from this.
To be honest, the games were flip-flopped. Like, I expected a blowout in the morning.
Right.
With the Pats just throttling the Jags, and then I expected a close game in the second, and it was the opposite.
Yep.
Anyway, there's a little story for you, your boy.
Let me just take my jacket off.
All right. This report out of Kentucky, not funny. It's very serious, and I don't have any other details. Then we have one dead and many wounded in a Kentucky school shooting.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. The community, they say, is 120 miles northwest of Nashville, Tennessee, a town called Benton. It's rural.
That was good.
So I don't know what to say about that.
Did you say anything about injured people?
I don't have.
CNN is reporting, this is just one more sentence to add to your story. 7 people were taken to hospitals, some of them by helicopter.
A shooting suspect is in custody,
yes,
but I have no other details.
This
is breaking news.
Well, I'm sure we'll get all the details today.
This story had been on my pile, and I was planning to do it. Another school story, this one out of L.A. Phys ed teacher at Carthay Center Elementary School outraged parents and upset students when he stripped naked on campus Friday and proceeded to chase nearby second graders and fifth graders.
He stripped naked and chased children.
Yeah.
So he's unemployed.
He was supposed to be helping them learn P.E.
Was he just mad he tore off his clothes?
I'm not sure.
Kids are super annoying. They'll make you crazy.
Was he buck naked or did he have like a thong
on? No, nude. A thong.
He took off everything.
That's crazy.
Well, he's just wondering, you know, we're trying to get a visual here.
Yeah.
Guys aren't attractive when they run naked too, I'll tell you that much right
now. God, there's this surf spot we used to go in San Diego when I lived down there called Blacks, and it's a nude beach.
Yeah.
And as anyone who's ever been to a nude beach knows, it's not filled with hot, naked jogging chicks. It's filled with ugly old jogging dudes.
Right.
And there you are on the beach just grabbing a stretch before you go out, and Wienerd runs by, and you're like,
oh, I didn't even see that.
It's not running. Naked running in general. I mean, I guess you guys probably don't look at anything but the boobs or something. But in general, people don't look good running naked. And dudes especially. It's just like, oh boy, jingle, jingle.
They're really hot.
A video was taken by a construction worker passing by, and he captured the unidentified teacher putting his pants back on in the middle of the playground. So this was after the attack.
Naked tag.
Parents were notified of the incident via robocall, as well as a letter that was sent home with students.
And the guy doesn't work there anymore, right? I mean, he gets fired immediately.
An individual began behaving in an unusual way, prompting us to contact law enforcement. The letter reads in part, boy, that's putting it lightly, isn't it? As a safety precaution, our school went on a brief lockdown while officers responded and took the individual into custody. That would worry a parent, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I think you just want to hear what happened,
right.
Not this.
Guy got naked. We locked him out of the school. No, because when you hear lockdown and someone with unusual behavior, you think
shooter. Yeah.
Right.
All of the kids saw his private parts. Very embarrassing, very upset, said one parent.
Perhaps he was off his medication.
Mental health counselors were made available to the children following the incident. And the school is investigating. They don't say that the guy's been fired, but they are working on a case against him.
It'd be hard to come back from that.
You'd think. It'd be more than hard.
Impossible
might
be the word.
Like, not happening. Sorry isn't going to cut it here. Mm-hmm.
I just caught the more than hard thing.
I didn't mean for that to happen. I actually was...
more than hard.
I wasn't trying to do that. You keep talking about the self-driving cars.
Yes. Oh, my God. Tell me everything.
Here's the everything. I never have thought about it from this side because we think about the fact that we could nap or eat.
Yeah.
or even just text without changing lanes.
Just lay down for a while. I'd make my self-driving. Yes. I'd take out all the seats, and I'd make it like one of those, like a Moroccan, you know, hang all curtains and have like cushions everywhere to lay. I'd just be like in there lounging, like I was a genie in a bottle.
Vehicles that transport using artificial intelligence are on course to become a frequent sight on our roads. I'm not sure how that's going to integrate with, you know, people who are behind the wheel driving. It's going to be an interesting plan as it goes into place. But they say here, if they are thrust into the mass market and prove popular, an expert has warned they're going to wreak havoc on the global economy. I wouldn't have expected the number to be this high, but they believe a third of jobs will be lost after their introduction. So they're saying, I guess, does that include Uber drivers, taxi drivers, and every other type of mass transit?
Yeah. I'm sure there'll just be an app where you call the bubble car and it comes to you, and there is no human interaction there at all. What'll be nice is when you tell them where you want to go, they won't go.
It's estimated that one third of people in any advanced economy are engaged in transpo. Their jobs will be gone as soon as self-driving cars are widely adopted.
Boy, that's a bummer.
But, you know, as I was reading that story, I thought, I do see every other car has that, I don't know.
Uber, Lyft, whatever.
Whatever that logo is that the Uber cars have, no one will answer us.
It used to kind of be a U and now it's sideways and I don't understand
what it is.
It's
a square with a line in a circle. Little,
right.
What
is
that?
It's like an Illuminati thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a mysterious code symbol.
Well, whatever it is.
Skull and bones.
They tell you only when you become a driver.
It feels like it's every other car to me.
Yeah.
I'm behind them all the time.
Oh, they're the worst, too, because they're looking for someone or trying to figure something out or just driving slow and annoying.
They'll just stop anywhere.
Right. They don't care.
IKEA.
Yes.
Is not just for meatballs anymore.
You sure about that?
Yeah. They want to save your relationship.
And how do they figure they can do that?
They believe the Swedish sleeping method is gonna save your relationship.
What's the Swedish sleeping method? How is that different from all the other sleeping
methods?
I'm
gonna show you what it is here.
All right.
And in this case, it's a nice couple of men.
Two guys. Yeah.
Tell me what you see there that makes it different than the way we sleep.
They each have their own set of sheets and comforters.
Yes.
You know what? That's genius. That is the biggest fight at my house.
That's what they're saying here.
Yeah.
That,
like, you steal the covers. Whenever you turn over, you take all the covers with you, and I'm underneath like a tissue on the other side. Like, I actually emptied my Kleenex box and put it over me.
I'm familiar with that one.
And not only that, we built a huge wall between us of pillows so that I don't see the light from his iPad when he comes to bed much later than me.
Doesn't that create a big pocket of air where if it's coming up over like that?
No,
or are they not on the pillow under the duvet?
They're not under the duvet.
They're over.
They're on top, right?
Okay.
So that's such a pain because so many times he'll turn over and the whole wall falls
right.
down on me. And now it's 3 a.m. and I'm reassembling the wall and yanking the covers back. That's great. So
the trend is in Sweden to use two single duvets instead of one big one. And they say this allows everyone to get the proper amount of blanket and proper amount of warmth.
Yeah. I'll just say, I think I'm
we
thinking
do that sometimes.
We should have twin beds.
Like Lucy and Ricky.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I just want my own bed. That's all I really want, you know?
A twin bed is smaller than you think, though. I slept on my twin just last night, and you do have to roll over in place.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you can't, if you all roll right. over and throw yourself over, you're half off that thing.
Yeah, I should just get a twin then. I mean, a queen.
Or even, what do they
call
them?
What's
the next one up?
A full?
Yeah,
full.
Yeah.
At least you can roll over without biting the dust.
Yeah.
Why were you sleeping in that bed last night?
Just needed a night's sleep.
Yeah.
What was happening in your room?
Noise was happening in my room.
What kind of noise?
Last night it was...
snoring?
No. It was like she got in bed and for whatever... I don't know what the deal was, but full blast turned on some TV show, like on the iPad, and I woke up like... And she goes, sorry.
Oh my god.
Well, thanks.
So right then and there you left?
No, I just that was last night.
So
tonight
she was trying
I just
to put her
show
on
and listen to
right.
it in bed right. and woke me up. And last night I just went, I'm gonna just sleep. Yeah. I don't want no trouble.
I need some sleep.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's tough. Those are hard times. If you're
girlfriends.
What did you say?
Joys of marriage.
I said joy of girlfriends.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We appreciate when you guys contribute
we
via
sure
text.
Do. That's true.
What is funnier than Dumb and Dumber, says 650? A Fish Called Wanda and Snatch.
No.
A Fish Called Wanda was great.
That is a funny.
I really liked
totally
it.
Totally agree. Totally funny movie.
Not funnier than Dumb and Dumber.
Snatch? Isn't that the one with Amy Schumer?
I thought Snatch was the one with Brad Pitt.
Snatch is the one with Brad Pitt.
What's the one that Amy Schumer did? That one wasn't
was
called
it
Snatch?
Amy Schumer and Melissa McCarthy?
No, it's Amy Schumer and her and
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. I don't know
yeah,
what.
Yeah, that movie.
That movie sucked.
Went away. Yeah.
Boy, there went your credibility if that's what you're calling out.
Yeah. It's called Snatched.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With the ED, not Snatch. Snatch.
This person's probably yelling in their car right now. I'm not talking about the Amy Schumer one. Yeah. Don't. It's okay.
Something,
we get it. It's not the funniest thing in the world, except to us it is.
Something funnier than Dumb and Dumber. Spaceballs. Coming to America. Ace Ventura.
Oh, Ace Ventura is pretty funny.
Done, it's son.
Not funnier than Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, but Coming to America is
And
not.
Spaceballs, I don't know. It is funny. But it's not the funniest.
All good.
Blazing Saddles is better. Way better than
no. Dream on.
Not even
You didn't
close.
Love Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Oh, my God. You
but
guys,
it's not
please.
Funnier than
no
Dumb
No wonder
and
you don't like Three Billboards. You guys are so off.
What? I did God. Like Three Billboards. I just didn't like the ending.
You think Blazing Saddles is worse than Spaceballs?
It's worse than Spaceballs?
Yeah.
We're talking about Dumb and Dumber.
We're talking about Dumb and Dumber.
No,
I wasn't comparing
Mel Brooks films to Mel Brooks.
I wasn't comparing them.
What are you doing?
I think they're both fine movies. We were talking about Dumb and Dumber the whole time.
No, you weren't.
Yes, we were. That's the only one we're comparing anything else to.
Well, which one's better, Blazing Saddles or Spaceballs?
I like Spaceballs.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. They're both just dumb Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah, I'd have to watch them both again to have any kind of
opinion. I watch Blazing
opinion.
Saddles all the time.
All the time?
So good.
Really?
The only thing I can remember from that movie is the punch in the horse and the horse falls over.
The fart scene
That's
around the
fire,
oh, God.
I remember.
That's horrible.
Oh, you talking about Dumb and Dumber?
No.
No.
Blazing Saddles. There's the big campfire fart scene, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
The beans.
Yeah, you don't?
No. All I remember
And you
is,
love farts.
I remember the fart scene from Dumb and Dumber where they all have their nice knit Christmas sweaters on.
Oh,
and he's late
the
in the
flaming.
Farts. Oh, that's a...
Right.
That's the one.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it time?
Yep.
Well, I've got news on PricewaterhouseCooper because, of course, they screwed up the Oscars last year.
And they didn't care.
They didn't care. They didn't seem to care. And then Evie and Randy Quaid. They may actually have been bugged. They may actually have had people listening to them. There might actually be a Star Killers, Star Whackers death squad.
Wow.
I'll tell you all about
all
it.
All right.
It's not
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.